Random thought.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said random thought, and you got a part of my voice. I'm at the tail end of something I got this weekend. So, I'm doing my best. But random thought, sometimes the sex is so good that it'll make you say, screw my career goals and my dreams.
Yo, I may just say, screw this podcast. I'm going to laugh at you this whole time because this is good.
Hey, sorry. But you know what? I'm still here.
Yes, I'm still here. You are. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Oh, this one's going to be crazy too, man. We all those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 114. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yeah, and you know, you can even leave a review about how Terrell is pushing through because his voice. I mean, he has been fighting this all weekend. When I talked to him yesterday, I swear, I thought that he... I'm surprised he actually has a voice today. And this is the best I've heard him all weekend. So, you know,
I couldn't even make a sound on Saturday. The Sunday was barely. I'm like, dude, I can't. I don't know if we can do this. I even called you earlier today. I'm like, am I good?
All I can say, it must have been a hell of a Friday night because apparently you lost the voice Saturday. Sunday was recovery. And here we are back in the game like Brock Purdy with the 49ers ready to play. So
fighting a stomach bug. But look, we have our names correct.
Yes. Thank you to everybody who figured that out after. Here's the bad thing. It took so long for us to even just realize that thing was backwards. What I'm just looking at it like something seems off. Like when I do this, I'm pointing the wrong way. Why is that the case? And it took forever. And I take a screenshot. I send it to Terrell and I'm like, I knew something was off. He's like, well, what's wrong? I don't see anything wrong. Just hey, look, point taken. Guys can't see shit. This is why my mom used to say, my wife still says it right now, like, it's right there in front of you. It's right there. I know it is.
Devil's in the details. All in the details.
Oh man. So what's this thing you're talking about here, man?
So gotta love this story. Two NYPD recruits get caught having sex in police academy bathroom. So these two recruits who are dating joined the police academy, scheduled to graduate December 30th, were caught in the bathroom at the police academy having sex. Why?
That's the part I can't figure out. Why? I mean, they're dating, so it's not like, oh my God, we've got to do it before we go home to our significant others. That you couldn't wait till you... What happened that made you say, you know what? We got to do it right now.
I mean, we've all been there where we're just like, you know, it's now. It's go time. Mm-hmm. But not at work. At least not while people are there.
Well,
wait till the janitor leaves. Hide in the janitor's closet.
At least don't get caught. How about that? Just don't get caught. How did you get... You see, here's the thing. They did it in a bathroom stall, which means they didn't lock the bathroom, which means somebody can walk in at any given time. You see, if you're going to do things like this, you've got to make sure that you take the precautions to not get caught. This is proof positive that these two would not have made great officers, okay? Let's be honest. They don't know, because to catch a criminal, you got to know how to think like a criminal, right? You got to know when they're going to zig and not when they're going to zag. And these two obviously had no idea to go in the public bathroom at the academy. Are you kidding me?
So listening to what you just said there, I feel like you have some experience.
What?
With bathrooms. Like, I mean, that was just very specific about they didn't lock the door. You got to do this. You just knew some things. I don't know if anything you want to share.
I've seen movies. I've seen movies.
But I get being a cop is a stressful job. Mm-hmm. But is the training that stressful too?
Apparently. And here's the crazy thing about it. This is not the only one. Like, there's a rookie cop just recently in L.A., I think, who was getting it on during a break. and I think it was happening in a parking structure, because she accidentally broadcast, "Be careful, you're gonna rip my panties." Like, what's going on with these cops that they have to? They can't wait to get home. I mean, and if you just Google police officers caught having sex, there's a lot of them. A lot.
Well, they don't have long break periods. It's not like California where they got a 1 hour break. You got maybe 15 minutes, you know.
It probably takes 14 and a half just to take all that equipment off anyway.
Why you got to take all of it off?
Any of it off. I'm just starting to wonder, are cops undersexed? Is that what the problem is? Is this why we have these cops that show up on these routine traffic stops with an attitude? Is that what it is? Because they're undersexed? And maybe we need to not fire them because they're going to get some. Because I guarantee you, after that break, that relaxed. I know you're doing 15 over the speed limit. Whew, it's okay. Slow down.
Or what if, instead of making prostitution illegal, hear me out.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go.
That it's like in European countries, it's a service. Mm-hmm. So before you go out on your route, you go over there to the room, get a checkup. That way you just, you know, before you get in the car and go on your shift, you're like, relax. Hey, rookie, let's go save the world today. Like, you're just excited, in a good mood, nice and relaxed.
So you got a therapist and a therapist.
You know, just what? Saying.
It could work. You know, everybody's going to want it on their job, too. Or just,
I know,
sex PTO hours. Give it to
you. You got a head doctor and a head doctor. Which one do you see first? Which one do you see after? Depends on the day.
And depends how good the first one is. The first one is trash. You might really need to see the other one. Speaking of trash, as we move into For the Love of Sports, man, apparently everybody's saying Matt Ryan is trash.
Matt Ryan is trash. Now, I'm a Saints fan, and he was a Falcons, you know, quarterback for a long time. So I don't like him, but I liked Matt Ryan when he was in college, and I was excited for him to take over for the Falcons. I think he was a good player. I just think his day has come. Mm-hmm. He now leads the NFL in the biggest comeback loss in a Super Bowl and in a regular season game.
Right. Because it was what, 28-3 in the Super Bowl when they're playing the Patriots, right?
28-3 in the Super Bowl playing the Patriots. Just the other day against the Vikings, they go into halftime 33-0.
Yeah.
And the Vikings win 36-3.
36-33, yeah.
Yeah, 36-33. He got 3 points in the second half.
Take away 30 points? They played so bad? Give us back those 30 points.
It was just bad. And I'm like, sometimes you just got to look at your career and say, you know what? It's time to give up the ghost. And get in that announcer booth, go sit next to Tony Romo, and call some offenses and defenses from the booth.
You know, so the thing about it, too, is here's what's interesting about this, right? The irony is that the Colts fired Frank Reich, right? He was their coach the last couple of seasons. They fired him midseason. And Frank Reich, if you don't remember him, if you've been following football for a while, you remember him as a backup to Jim Kelly with the Buffalo Bills. Now, go back to 93. AFC wildcard game, Buffalo Bills versus Houston Oilers. Warren Moon is the quarterback. Halftime, the score is 28-3. Houston's up. They've got the backup quarterback in. Of course the Bills are going to lose, right? They got to. I mean, there's no way they... Well, guess what? Frank Reich leads this comeback in the second half, and they come back and win that game 41-38, right? Biggest comeback in NFL history until, of course, this past weekend with Matt Ryan. Here's the other thing about Frank Reich. So this, because Matt Ryan now holds two records for biggest comebacks against him, which is won the Super Bowl and the biggest in regular season. Well, here is Frank Reich, who led the biggest comeback in NFL history prior to this, mm-hmm. and also in college. He did it in college, too. He was playing at Maryland. They were playing Jimmy Johnson's Miami team. And it's, I think it's about 84, right? So they're down 31 zip at half, come back and win. I want to say it was like 42-40 is what they came back and won. So Frank Reich, the irony of this is he's led the two biggest comebacks in college and NFL. They fire him, and the team that he's fired from, the Indianapolis Colts, give up the most points, after, give up the biggest lead ever.
So do you think if Frank Reich wasn't fired, this wouldn't have happened?
I think if Frank Reich wasn't fired, he wouldn't have gone to Denia Jackson to get that prayer to allow the Colts to suffer that ass whooping they got this weekend. Denia Jackson laid the smack it down with another prayer. It didn't work on all the people who were talking trash about her and Derek Jackson. So therefore, you know, she put that to use. And here it is. It worked out for Frank Reich in this case.
Well, regardless, Matt Ryan is trash. And it's time to hang it up. Don't. I would laugh at any team that picks him up. It's like, why? What has he proven? Because he got benched. Remember they put in Sam, the quarterback that was at Texas.
Right.
Yeah, they made him start for a bit because Matt Ryan was trash.
And that's what got the quarterback, the coach fired when they put him in. And he was gone after that. But, you know, somebody that people are calling for his head, RG3. So he's in the booth last week and he's talking about Jalen Hurts, right? And how they had a lot of people who were doubting him and saying he wasn't this great quarterback and he hasn't done anything. And he says, you know what? Jalen Hurts is out here proving, and I'd have the audio, but I'd, for whatever reason, I don't have it today. He basically says, you know, now he's proving all these jigaboos wrong. Then he comes back to clear it up and go, no. I meant bugaboo. Now, there are people who are like, yeah, it's a slip of the tongue, especially a lot of broadcasters, right? They're all like, yeah, you know, it's a slip of the tongue. It happens. And then other people are like, uh-uh. Ain't no way. That was a slip of the tongue.
So, I'm conflicted. Now, I agree. If RG3 was really Bryce Tanner, the white guy, and he said jigaboo, mm-hmm. people would have a big issue with it.
You're damn right.
They have a big issue with it.
Yeah.
RG3 said it. I think it probably was a slip of the tongue because out of my 48 years, I've never called anybody a jigaboo. I sang it when School Days. It was a cool song in the movie School Days, but I've never used that as an insult. Hmm. You jigaboo. Like, who would say that? So I think it was a slip, but I do think that if he was a white guy and said it, it'd be a totally different ballgame.
Well, yes, and deservedly so. It's the same reason why Howard Cosell got in a lot of stuff back in the day. We said, look at that little monkey go. I mean, yeah.
But we weren't woke back then when Howard Cosell said it.
You knew what he meant?
Yeah. We did, but we were just like, oh, he got us.
No. He got us. That was the end of Howard Cosell. So, yeah, rightfully so. If somebody else had said it, I understand why, right? But here's the thing. Not all black people are giving him a pass. And here's the problem I have, because people are not saying that, like you said, it could have been a slip of the tongue. There are a lot of people who are saying it wasn't a slip of the tongue. And a lot of black people, especially on social media, are saying it's not a slip of the tongue. And you know why? Because he has a white wife. And they're going, and you know, they're attacking this man and his wife because they're going, well, you know, he probably says it at home all the time. I'm like, no, baby. I don't even look at those other jigaboos. Like, this is why Twitter can't go anywhere, because Twitter, people say the damnedest thing on Twitter. And it's crazy that they're giving this. If Russell Wilson had said it, they would have been like, you know what? It was a slip of the tongue, because Russell left his white wife and got him a Nubian queen in Sierra, rescued Sierra from the depths and the trenches of future and brought her to respectability. So we're fine with Russell. He has that slip of the tongue. But RG3, you still over there.
Now, that's just messed up. Regardless of who he's with. What if he was with a Latina? No.
I don't think they would look.
What then? Is it El Jigaboo?
they would have still. They're on him. They're on his head, and they're not let it up. Like, nah, that's not a slip of the tongue.
They've been on him for that for a long time. What was that one dude that called him out? That everybody hates. Was it Booger McFarlane?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, so, Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock. There you go, Jason Whitlock.
When you said the one that everybody hates, that's Jason Whitlock.
Exactly. So Jason Whitlock tried to say that. I say it was a slip of the tongue. I think he gets a pass. We all get at least one slip of the tongue. I mean, you and I, this is what, our second, third time doing this live. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a slip of the tongue. It's not going to be Jigaboo. I know that. But there will be a slip at some point. So, you know, you got to cut them some slack.
Speak for yourself. I'm a seasoned vet at this. I know what happens when Mike is live.
Well, I'm not. So, but one thing I know I'm not going to say, Jigaboo. I'm not calling anybody that.
I hate to tell you this, but you just said it.
I said it, but I didn't call anybody that. Big difference.
Oh my God. Look, and we're going to, you know, we're trying to get through as much as we can while Tell still has a voice, because it's obviously, it's on its last leg. Hopefully, we'll be back by next week. For those of you just joining, yeah, Terrell left his voice on in Friday.
It just slowly came back this morning. Just,
I'm not quite sure what Friday's last name is, but
it's Flu, first name Stomach.
Look, as we get to this bullshit, man, this is a crazy story. I saw this last week, right? And it just kind of like, oh my God. The headline alone, 10-year-old kills mom because she got the wrong headset, right? It's a 10-year-old kid who, he even lied to the cops when they got to him. He said, oh, well, you know, he was just trying to shoot the wall to scare her, but she stepped in front of it. No, he actually went, got her gun, mad at her because she ordered the wrong thing and shot her, killed her. Now, here's the crazy thing about it, because you think that alone is crazy, right? His lawyer, just Friday, asked the judge, can you please reduce this bond from $50,000 to $100? Because that's what he has in his piggy bank. Lock that damn lawyer up. There's no reason that lawyer is still practicing. Seriously.
Well, I mean, that's his job. As his lawyer, that's his job. To pull whatever angle. He's trying to help the judge and people realize this is a child. Mm-hmm. A violent child,
yeah,
but a child nonetheless. That thing blew my mind. I was like, "Are you serious? Mm-hmm. This is what happens to kids nowadays." You know, that's why I'm thankful for my parents. You know why? They listened when I said what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I got what I wanted. We didn't have no problems. But this little boy, this ain't the first time he's lost his shit for not getting his way.
As I'm reading this stuff, yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, because you can't imagine, you just can't think that he was this good, sweet, innocent kid and coming home from youth basketball at the church. Mm-hmm. And what's this package, mom? What is this? And loses his shit.
Right.
He's probably been bad. And so I couldn't imagine. And I wonder who's going to like be there for him now. You know, where his other family at? Because.
So here's the thing about it, because one of the family members saying that they felt bad for not stepping in earlier because they knew that eventually something bad was going to happen, right? And
here's, I just said that.
And look, as you said it, I look at this article and I see this, right? Here's what's so bad about this. They're telling, now the family members are speaking to the cops and telling them everything, right? Oh, he's had rage issues all his life. At 4 years old, he picked up a puppy by his tail and swung it around till it whined in pain, right? 6 months ago, he filled up a balloon with a flammable liquid, set it on fire, and caused a sectional in their home to catch on fire, right? This kid, there were all these signs there, right? And then here's the crazy thing about it. They said the cameras in the house, there were cameras in the house, but they were unplugged like 2 weeks ago. So what? Now there's more here. Like this kid obviously kind of, I don't know. But here's the craziest part out of this. One day after shooting his mom, what does this kid do? He goes through her Amazon account and buys the headsets that he wanted. No remorse. at all.
That's a little serial killer, man, in the making. Mm-hmm. You need to lock him up and he doesn't come out.
Hate to say it.
I've always said this. I've had this debate with people because I do think that science is going to get us to a point. Don't know when, but it's going to get us to a point when
I've seen this movie. Stop it.
When you get pregnant and you go get your first checkup, they're like, hey, can we give you some feedback about your child? Based on data, here's what it's telling us is going to happen. And then you got to choose. You still have it. But that kid there, I truly believe there are some people who are just born bad. And whatever happened and got him to this way, he was born that way. And there's not much help you can do for him.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that path and say that. I just think that there's, I just don't know what you do, because even if they had stepped in, then what? And you don't know what the background is. Did they all give him a pass because somebody wasn't there? What was the issue?
Good point. I mean, I see all that. I don't want to give him a hug. Screw that. Watch him. He's staying in front of me all the time. The kid's crazy.
Well, you know, it's not just the kids, because in this bullshit, come to find out it's the parents.
Yeah, so you got moms that are crazy too. Now, this one floored me. And the headline doesn't even do it justice. Teen discovers anonymous cyberbully who harassed her was her own mother. So this mom worked at the school with her daughter.
And wait, she worked at the school too?
Okay. She worked at the school. She was a coach, worked at the school. And I don't know if this is the why, but they had a different coaching chain. So eventually she lost her job. It wasn't like she was bad. They changed head coaches. But she started cyberbullying her daughter and her then boyfriend. And even went as bold to go to the school to file a complaint about her kid getting cyberbullied. And That's it was awesome. Her that was doing it.
Genius.
The whole time.
She would have never got caught having sex in the police academy bathroom. See, she thought this thing through.
I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, why? And it doesn't give you the whole, you know, here's why she did it. I want to follow the story to see why you would go to that length to your kid. And why'd you file a complaint to the school and get mad? Like the school's not doing enough to protect your daughter that you're cyberbullying.
Maybe it's revenge on the school. Cause at first I thought maybe she's jealous of a kid. No, maybe she's, you don't know what her kid was saying. No. Ah, it's revenge on the school. Cause if she went to file a complaint against the school, there's probably an end point here, right? Maybe.
But okay, what if, I would understand that if she was cyberbullying the new head coach's kid. But how do you cyberbully your own kid?
That would be too
comfort easy. Them when the kid comes home. Oh, what they say, though, you know, those bullies, you know what I mean? When they're one finger's pointing at you, there's three pointing back at them, you know, turn the other cheek. You got to pray for your enemies. Like, what the hell?
Let me read what they said.
No, that was actually good right there. She got you. She got you.
Oh my God. I don't even understand how this happens, man. That's crazy.
I don't either. And I feel bad for the girl because there's two people you're supposed to trust the most in the whole wide world. That's your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And if your dad's not there, you put all your trust in your mom. And right. It sounds like this might be a single parent issue, but the person that you were supposed to believe in all your life is the one that harassed you for a year.
If the dad is not there after hearing this story, are you surprised? He's had to deal with this woman before.
I told you she was crazy.
I told you should have come live with me.
Yeah. Still, that's a lot of therapy. What's that on those Instagram videos? Emotional damage.
Well, we're getting ready for another round of emotional damage as Married at First Sight returns January 4th. Right around the corner, man. And of course, we'll be back doing this live. And what we'll do, start like, it's over, what, I guess I said in 90 minutes this year. So, you know, 15 minutes after the show's over, we'll be on live, recap it, and ready to go on Wednesdays. Of course, still doing the regular episodes on Monday, but also a special matchmaking recap that's going to be dropping the day before episode one. So Tuesday, January 3rd, special matchmaking recap as Terrell has committed to doing it another episode. They're already going to add three more. So instead of 23 episodes, we're going to end up doing 24. It's special to kick off this season, season 16, Nashville, January 3rd, and then back, of course, January 4th.
And the great thing is that matchmaking episode, you and I get to do in person. I get to come out to Atlanta and get a little break from this nice Texas heat, although it's not that much heat this week. But get a little break from it, come out to ATL and be able to do one of these in person.
Yeah. All right. It's going to be a good one. So looking forward to it. Remember, January 3rd, mark that date down. This episode is going to drop that night. And then, of course, January 4th, we are live and Terrell's going to have to stay away from the whiskey.
Yes. It'd be vodka. That way I don't slip up and call somebody a jigaboo. If I'm drinking whiskey, that might happen.
You know, I may have to slip some whiskey in there at some point. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
Your voice is dying right now.
Hey, but I was in it.
You stuck through it. I will say, that's why I said, let's end this quickly so before it all, you know. It's the regular guy's random thoughts podcast. Cheers.
I hate you.
I know.